WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Just Maximum Hits, 99.7 Mass FM. Dave with you. It's after 7 p.m. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 49. Tomorrow, slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny, a high of 73. Thursday, shower chances continue. Mostly cloudy, a high of 60. Friday, we have a chance of showers. Mostly sunny, a high of 65. Here's a flock of seagulls on Max FM.
In my life, there's been heartache and and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Missionaries in a foreign field.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here are the Eurythmic Sweet Dreams on Max FM.
Ooh. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone.
Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave with you on Tuesday night. All right, the Brewers are underway against Kansas City Royals. They lost a heartbreaker last night. That was a close game. Hopefully they can warm those bats up and pull a victory out tonight. All right, we need to talk a little bit more about NASCAR and this weekend. So how did everything work out in that Kansas race? Basically, the transponders in the cars kind of showed one thing, but the photo finish showed something else. So Kyle Larson won that race basically because his bumper crossed the start-finish line first. So he's indeed the winner of that. I've looked at the video. I've looked at the photos. He is the winner of it. So the transponders showed something a little bit different in scoring. So no one had a race taken away from them. I would say that Chris Buescher feels like that race was stolen from him, but also Denny Hamlin probably feels the same thing with the way that caution came out. So, you know, it's how it goes. NASCAR is having a very exciting season this year. There's no question about it. I will say it's probably been one of the best seasons ever because you don't know who's going to win, and there's just always been something going on at these races. Now, NASCAR is back this weekend. All three series are racing. We have the truck race on Friday night. That's going to be at Darlington, 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, the Xfinity race is early. It's at 12:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, we have the NASCAR race. That's going to be at 2 p.m. So I'm going to try to watch a little bit of that race. We'll see how that goes. Now, here's some other interesting news that's kind of been known that it was going to happen. TNT Sports announced today that Dale Earnhardt Jr., the NASCAR Hall of Famer and two-time Daytona 500 champion, will be joining its broadcast team when NASCAR returns to TNT Sports in 2025. So Dale Earnhardt will serve as an on-air commentator for the TNT Sports exclusive coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series each summer, airing consecutive weeks on TNT, and then it'll also be on the add-on on Max. And he will also be doing some Bleacher content, and that'll be distributed on some social network and some other platforms, so that's going to be interesting. So that also means that Dale Earnhardt Jr. will be on Amazon Prime when they're covering races as well, so it's kind of interesting to see how that all goes. He quietly basically exited NBC, which everyone was kind of speculating this was what was going to happen. So looking forward to having him back. He definitely adds something to all the commentary of the races. I was kind of disappointed when he wasn't going to be on this year, so he will be back next year, and TNT's coming back as well. It's kind of a big deal. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by the Rolling Stones on Max FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the Downtown Baraboo Spring Fair on the Square. Over 150 artists and crafters from all around the Midwest will be in attendance for this event. There'll also be over a dozen specialty food vendors. The kickoff to the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, interactive children's activities and performances, plus great live music and a full day of family entertainment. It all gets started on the Square in Downtown Baraboo, 9 a.m. on Saturday, May 11th, and it'll run until 4 p.m. For all the details, visit downtownbaraboo.com. Also on Saturday the 11th from 9 until noon, the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting a volunteer day. Check out the Friends Facebook page for the location and description of activities for Saturday. And a great option for Mother's Day, the Reedsburg VFW will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's $10 per person. Children 10 and under are $1 for each year of age. Come have some great breakfast favorites and enjoy this opportunity to support local veterans. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. Again, this is every second Sunday of the month, 8 a.m. until noon. That's at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy overnight, with lows in the upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, but a couple of showers could pop up in the afternoon. High mid-70s. Clouds around on Thursday, some showers as well. Cooler highs in the low 60s. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently at 62 degrees. 99.7.
'90s and more.
99.7. 97.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Tuesday. All right, the Fair and the Square is back this weekend in downtown Baraboo starting at 9 a.m. Also, the Farmers Market is back this weekend in downtown Baraboo every Saturday and Wednesday as well. Looking forward to having that back. Hey, I need some asparagus and some other delicious food as well as nutritious, trying to do a few new things. Here is Bon Jovi on Max FM.
She the one. some hits.
Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday night. There are dog people and there are cat people, but all pet owners can agree on one thing. Dogs are much better on the road than cats. Right? Does anyone enjoy hours in a car with a cat? In a new survey, dog owners, 92% of them say they drive with their dogs occasionally. A lot of that is going to the vet or to a groomer, but not all of it. 53% of dog owners will drive their dog to a dog park or a place to go on a walk, and 34% will take their dogs on road trips. In fact, 53% of dog owners who drive with their dog say they'd rather take a long road trip with their dog versus a family member. 32% say they'll bring their dogs in the car because they sometimes feel guilty leaving their dogs at home. I'm one of those people. 23% think their dogs don't like staying at home alone. Yeah, I would agree with that. And 70% say their dog is totally chill on car rides. Our dog loves going on car rides. We take him a lot of places with us, admittedly, and we do take him out for rides at night because he will sit there and give us grief if we don't take him for a ride. He'll start ringing his bell, looking at the back door, and say, come on, people, let's go. We're going for a ride. So, yeah, he guilts us into that, but we like taking him with us. We both love having him in the car just because he likes hanging out with us. We like hanging out with him. Well, I'm going to head on out. I'll be back on Wednesday. Coming up after 8 o'clock is our good friend Tony Lorino on Throwback Nation Radio. Coming up next, our 50-minute news car continues with Huey Lewis in the News on Max FM.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-488-2594. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-488-2594. That's 800-488-2594. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.